There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change.
For
America, 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yeah. So listen, here's how it goes down. Yeah, thank you. Little upcut there on the applause. Don't know what happened there. I guess we didn't have the auditorium mic open or something. Welcome to Saturday night, Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. We are so glad to have you. And when I say we, back in the video room tonight, our video director, Jedi Master Nick Riccio. We've got Lady Jackie answering phones per usual. You see the phone number right on the screen there. It's written right up there, 888-340-3373. If you're watching by way of Biz Television. That's the phone number. That's how you call us right there, 888-340-3373. You do that, and then you're able to be on the show nationwide. People can hear your voice everywhere. And last but not least, our technical maestro, who all the rest of the people, everyone in the building reports to this guy, including myself and Stephen. Rumor has it that Stephen might not even still work here anymore. I'm not quite sure. Where is he tonight? Somewhere in Oshkosh, Bigosh, I think. Yeah, Wisconsin, eating cheese. I'm not sure. Anyway, we're glad you're with us. So I'm on the way to the studio tonight, and I planned on talking about other stuff to get the show rolling. But I'm on the way, and I get a text from my buddy Jim. Jim is one of my guys. Works in the office with us during the week. And Jim is, he's intrigued. He's pressed, actually. He is pressed upon the important urgency of a topic that he feels that, since he knows someone, moi, that will be interviewing multiple sets of presidential candidates in the next year, and I've already interviewed some. Let's see, who all have I interviewed? I've had Rubio, Santorum, Cruz, Huckabee. Who else have I interviewed that's actually running? I don't think I've ever interviewed Jeb. I haven't talked to Rand. But anyway, we're gonna have them all on some of the shows that I'm on before we're done. But anyway, he sends me this urgent text, and he's asking me, Kevin, I've got an important request for you. Important request. As you're interviewing these presidential candidates over the next year, even Hillary, you know, the crazy guy from Rhode Island, Lincoln, what's his name? Makes me chafe. Bernie Sanders from Vermont, who's huge. He's huge. He likes to say huge. He's human, and he says huge because he's from Vermont. And Hillary, ask them all the same question. So the Democrats, the Republicans, he wants me to ask everybody in the known universe that is actually running for president. He has this question he wants me to ask them. And the question is this. Now, see, I got to tell you about Jim so you understand the context of who and what he is. He's a very successful professional, young professional in Manhattan, lives in the city, plays in the city, operates in the city, busts his sales record in the city. Like, he's all gangsta in the sales world, and he's only, like, I don't know, 25 or something. He's just a green little pup. Anyway, so he says to me, Kev, when you're talking to all of these presidential candidates in the days to come, I have this important thing I need you to ask them. And I said, well, okay, Jim, you sound very beclempt about all this. Well, tell me what the pressing question is, well, of all of the things that the presidential candidates will focus on, the thing that my friend Nick and I, his friend Nick is there with him, so I'm getting text bombed from Jim, the young professional, hip-hop hipster, gangsta seller guy from and his buddy Nick. And they're saying, well, we're sitting here discussing, you know, the important political points of the day. And I'm thinking, wow, this is really something. We've got what are they talking about? ISIS? What are they talking about? Terrorism? The economy, maybe? How rough it is? What do we got to do to get that GDP up where it should be? He says, you know, Kev, you're going to have access. He reminds me of the responsibility I have. He goes, Kev, you're going to have access. You're going to interview people that are going to ask us to vote for them for the highest office in the land. These could be, any number of these guys could be the next president of the United States. So with that as kind of the forethought, he says, I just feel it's incumbent upon me. This is Jim saying this to Kev. I feel it's incumbent upon me. He even starts speaking more presidentially. 62 hours ago, it was incumbent upon those that settled to ask you if you will ask this very important question of the candidates. So now my mind's racing. What on earth could this possibly be? I mean, I know what I've got. My top ten questions I've got for every one of them. I want to know. Are we going to take terrorism seriously? Are we going to do anything to create jobs in the economy? Are we going to bring production and manufacturing back to America and away from, you know, the overseas exports that it seems to always be in? I've got all kinds of things just pressing in upon me. Okay, Jim, tell me, young hip-hop hipster gangsta seller guy, playa from Manhattan. You and your buddy Nick, you're talking about the important things of life. What is it that you want me to ask these presidential candidates, understanding, of course, that I'm using a part of my national media capital to get these interviews, right? Hey, I give up a little something to get those presidential candidates on the show. So they say, nothing's for free. Boy, that's true in election years. You know, Jeb wanted me to name my pet after him, you know, if he gets elected. Okay, we don't have any. So it's an easy yes. Some others, not so sure about. But, so I'm thinking, of all the things, and of all the things I would ask, and of the most important, and knowing that I'm using express capital in the territory of goodwill. Goodwill is kind of like the Bitcoin in media relationships. You know what Bitcoin is? It's that alternative currency that you can only trade online or whatever. I don't even know how it works. But evidently it was supposed to replace, you know, actual currency, and I don't know, is it? I'm going to have to more read up on that. But anyway, my capital with the presidential campaigns is kind of along those lines. I've got a certain amount that I can push them on, and I'm going to want to make sure that, you know, I get the best investment out of that. And all of a sudden, I just say to him, okay, Jim, spill it. What is it that I need to ask these presidential candidates? Okay, Kev, here's the question. In fact, let me read. Let me read for you the exact question that he asked me. And this is it. This is it. Can you ask the presidential candidates that you interview over the next year if they are for making the day after the Super Bowl a national holiday? All right. I'm on the record. I said I would. So we get Governor Huckabee or Senators Rubio or Cruz or Governor Bush or Walker, whoever, coming through the door. I got to do it. I got to ask him. Hey, Governor, what do you think about, you know, just between us girls, just you and me, should we have the day after the Super Bowl be a national holiday, kind of like Memorial Day? But because basically, well, I think I know why hip-hop hipster gangster sales guys from Manhattan want it to be a holiday. Because they're wasted. They're just gone. They're flamed out by that point. They need a day to recover. You drink that much alcohol and eat that much guacamole, you got to have some bounce back time before you're meeting with clients again. But I don't know. I said, well, here's the thing. I'll ask my listeners. I'll ask people tonight that are watching on Biz TV and listening to radio stations across the country. Is that a question that I should ask? Should I ask that question of the presidential candidates? If you think that's a yes, let me know on Facebook or via the telephone, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. All right, coming up, we've got a packed show tonight, friends. We've got the Fox News relationship writer Ashley Papa joining us. If you're familiar with my my weekday show, she joins me on Thursday nights to talk relationships. But we're going to ask her about this new scientific evidence that says that love makes you do crazy stuff. How crazy? Maybe help somebody break out of prison. Now there's actually a scientific theory behind it. So we'll get to all of that before we're done. And who knows who'll pop up before we're done today. Again, the body watch for Stephen Baldwin's out there. We don't know where he is. We think maybe we can spot him at some point, but we'll have to wait and see. Baldwin McCullough live from New York.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission, and Midas Resources, to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's Paul live from New York. And suddenly, this strange thing happened here in the studio just a couple of minutes ago. A guy that we haven't seen in this room, I think, since like January 15th or something. Maybe that's a little long. Maybe March. Maybe sometime in March.
Yeah.
But for just one night. Hey, nobody said you could talk yet.
Oh, sorry.
This is just pipe down.
What about my Muttley laugh?
He comes.
Is that?
Yeah. See, we missed that. So he comes walking in, just comes like, now all day, you have to understand.
Meandering.
Starting Wednesday, which would have been the conclusion of the 4 days that he told us last week not to bother him because he was on the 25th anniversary honeymoon. And so I let 4 days go by, and then I started texting him, you going to be here? Where are you going to be? I'm just going to assume you're on another movie set because he's making movies in every corner of God's green earth. And I don't hear anything. I don't hear anything. I don't hear anything. I don't hear anything. So we start having show meetings earlier today. And our show meetings are very complicated. We all follow a mass text that goes to everybody in the group. And so we get all the way through the afternoon, and there's no Stevie B. And lo and behold, he appears.
Poof.
Just poof. There
like,
he is.
Like Kaiser Soze. And I want to know why Nick still keeps the camera on you. I'm here, Nick.
Yeah, you're right there.
Yeah. Okay, there I am.
He's a good video director. He's
and
doing what he's supposed to.
Well, because in my eye line over here, I only see you.
That's 45 seconds behind. You should zoom in on him a little bit, though, Nick. You should zoom in on both of us a little.
And
bit.
Here's the thing: in the mass text, I'm home. I'm up in Stony Point, and I'm seeing, "Are you here? Are you in the country? I guess he's not here. Okay, so did you bring your iPad so you can do it from
wherever.
Zimbabwe or wherever you are?"
And then Nick and goes, Nick goes, "Well, rumor is he's in Syracuse tonight."
I don't know what he's talking about.
As of this morning, he's in Syracuse.
I don't know what young Nicholas is talking
then
about.
Then you call me and say, "You're up in Sugarloaf somewhere?" That just that doesn't even sound nice.
Yeah, so my wife sends me to Sugarloaf before the show to pick up some information. Supposed to be left in a mailbox somewhere. I get there. I get to this mailbox.
I get to this. Can you start in life that begin that way?
In Sugarloaf.
My wife sent me to an undisclosed location to pick up stuff that was left in a mailbox.
Right.
And it wasn't there.
Right. Well, this is my life, bro. There's nothing normal.
But that sounded very kind of so-say right there. Like, you know.
So I'm watching the mask.
Was it ticking at the time?
And what I do is I just figure, you know, I play that game where I'm just going to let it all build. And then what was my text? He lives.
He did. Yeah.
Right up here. See you tonight.
And so then I did
gave
ask,
myself
so do you have
plenty of time.
But then
to
I
get
asked you, I said,
time.
Do you have your iPad? And then you write back, not to the whole group. You just write back to me and say, no, dude, my iPad's stolen. I can't do the show remotely. But would it be okay? This is literally what he said. Would it be okay if I just stopped by the studio? To which I think the entire staff's teeth fell out of their head at that point. Yeah. It was kind of like, what?
Well, I didn't text to the entire staff that my mini iPad was stolen.
Yeah.
Because I don't need to give them any more ammunition to have the fun they have with me already.
So welcome
Jackie.
Home. So welcome home.
Thanks, buddy.
Did the four-day uninterrupted 25th anniversary Kuala Lumpur-orific go well?
It was fabulous.
You were having high tea every day and such?
Not every day.
Do they keep up the British culture a little bit with the because the Malaysia was a British colony, wasn't it?
I guess so.
That's where they do high tea, so
but
I would
certainly the folks over there don't look like they're from England.
Just, no, I would assume just, that, yes.
They look like they're from Malaysia.
What's the signature food from Malaysia?
Malaysian food.
Duh.
Google.
But what kind of dish? Noodles?
Yeah, there's some of that. Yeah, it's actually quite Indian.
Yeah, so a lot of curries and stuff.
Yeah, there's curries and stuff, which is not traditional to anything Asian, but it's spicy, man.
Well, India's Asia, just not Oriental Asia.
No, I'm going to say this wrong. I've been in so many places, I don't know what's what. I know. I was just going to say kimchi. That's Korean.
That is Korean.
Yeah, I'm wrong.
Sriracha. No, that's Taco Bell.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so you're back, and we're going to do the entire show together tonight. This is going to be fun.
I love to do the entire show.
Well, it certainly is a different show here when you're
here. Here at this microphone.
Yeah, because when you're not here, even when you're just on the iPad out somewhere, like the repartee, the you saying something silly and me mocking you for it in like totally dry.
Yeah, it's not as crisp.
It doesn't.
The humility you cause me isn't as fresh and crisp and meaningful as when I'm in the same room with you. Yeah, certainly.
All right. So
we got a great topic.
We got several great topics tonight. And the one we're going to get to, let's see.
I like the love.
Yeah, Ashley Papa's on the line with us. Now, Ashley, thank you for hanging out there for a second, because Steven's not been back to his own show
in, I don't know, a year. So we had to get him
locked in. But we're going to go ahead and start with you, and then we'll hold you over in the next segment.
And we got to share with Ashley that it was my 25th wedding anniversary.
Yeah, because she's the relationship writer for Fox News Magazine.
Right.
And she writes for Zusk.com. If you're into apps, you know how cutting edge that
sure,
is.
Sure, sure, sure.
eHarmony.com she writes for. She writes for all of these places.
I just need like the confirmation from Ashley that my wife is crazier than this gal who helped these guys break out of prison.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll definitely get to that. But it's AshleyPapa.com is her website. And it's Ashley's common spelling, AshleyPapa.com. And Ashley joins us now. Hi, Ash.
Do we have her? Where'd she go?
We lost her. Okay. Well, why didn't you guys just tell me that? Is she calling right back?
Yeah, we'll get her.
Next segment? You tried to tell me.
She's not online. She's not here. Okay.
We'll get her.
Well, she'd probably
call back. We were telling her to come back for the next segment.
Yeah, I think that's what we were trying to do. Because I wanted to give you some room.
It's your fault.
It's
your fault.
When is it not? Let's just be careful.
No, it's whenever I'm back, it's always my fault.
We're going to talk. Well, here's what she wrote about, and then we'll kick it around. But she wrote about this idea that love makes you do crazy stuff. Crazy stuff.
You can say that again.
And evidently, the one of the best examples of that is this jailbreak that went down in upstate New York.
Right.
Now I don't even know where this is. It's like just 20 minutes from Canada or something. It's like way up there.
Right.
That's up in your family's territory,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so, but this woman that helped him get out evidently was in love with one of them.
And she was married.
And she was married.
Right. Which
but,
is...
But what's love got to do with it?
Well, I mean, it's just creepy to begin with.
Yeah. So, she's going to give us the science on that, and then we'll ask. I bet that there are some other people that when you hear the details of how this all works... I bet every person in this room has stories that they could tell about somebody that was in love that
and I
did
bet
something.
There's some callers
that did something complete.
Zonkers.
Yeah.
No, I think so. Okay. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Stephen Baldwin. We're live in New York. Couldn't be happier than to have you with us and to have this guy back at his own microphone at that. Look at that.
Yeah, baby. Anyway,
stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough live.
A little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano,
cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. And the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. Boy, I just, like Pavlov's dog,
it's like,
I pulled
it's like
that
riding
sucker
a bicycle.
Back.
Never, yeah. Never forget.
No, I forget quite
yeah,
often.
I don't know. Who are you?
Steve Baldwin.
Hey, welcome back.
Thanks, yeah. Kevo.
It's Steven's welcome home party.
On the greatest radio show in the galaxy.
Yeah, always under-promising, over-delivering.
McCullough Live.
Steven's literally been on, I don't know, 75,000 film shoots since January, and yeah. Here he is back home. I lost 30 pounds. I was so nervous about whether or not he was going to come
30
back.
Pounds?
Yeah.
Is it 30?
Yeah.
You're looking studly.
These shirts are, like, too big on me now. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I haven't weighed this little since I got married. I
have to get you a whole new wardrobe.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. Anyway, speaking of wardrobe, does it matter? to the people that you love in your life. Ashley Papa's with us. She's the Fox News Magazine relationship writer, and she writes at ashleypapa.com, and she writes for great websites, Zusk, eHarmony, all kinds of them up and down the band. And she has the best piece on her website today saying that sometimes love makes you do crazy stuff. Is kind of what she said. Ashley, welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough. So glad to have you.
Hey, guys. Good to be here.
Hi, Ashley.
So what made you want to write this article? What was it about this topic that made you interested?
Well, I wrote it based off of the current event that's going on right now, the manhunt in upstate New York, and the alleged accomplice who helped the men escape, this Joyce Mitchell. She, a lot of people are calling her crazy because of, first of all, she helped the guys break out of jail. But then what she said when being interviewed by police about how the one man made her feel special and that she thought she was in love with him, kind of opens up a whole nother door, because then you can kind of tell that this woman was in love with this guy, probably fantasized about a future with him together, and therefore helped him escape from jail.
I'm sorry, Ashley, but I remember when they started playing her sound bites, and you wanted to hear the Twilight Zone music be queued up, like when she started talking. Come on.
What'd she say?
Well, because she said this guy was in love with her, and he was going to, marry her and all this stuff. And, come on, there's something not right about that. So what did you went on this journey to find science to back this up. Is that right?
Yeah, I just wanted to find out, what makes somebody go to that extreme. I mean, people do, all sorts of crazy things for love. This is just one of the extremes. And one of the psychologists that I interviewed called it limerence, which is like an extreme infatuation, and that's the type of love that includes compulsive thoughts and fantasies of a stimulating relationship. And it's a very dangerous state of mind, because you're living in this fantasy in your head, thinking this woman probably thought she was going to be like the next Bonnie and Clyde with him, and escape with him, and they'd go live happily ever after, when reality is he probably would have killed her at some point for being a witness.
What did we know about her love life?
Well, she was, according to one of her ex-husband, who did an interview, who told the Daily Mail online, this is them saying that he said she was a serial cheat, that she cheated on him in the past, and, was caught doing stuff on railroad tracks, and she's definitely not a faithful woman. So.
And it makes me wonder, I've always wondered this about people that are serially unfaithful. It's like, I don't know, if you have a dalliance, or some point you had circumstances in your life where maybe you were under a lot of stress and there were forces pulling you apart, something happens. But when you do something on a serial basis, to me, that I've always wondered if that wasn't a little bit of some sort of mental health thing, something's also not quite right.
But it's usually is connected to abuse or something like that.
Yeah, which again would go back to the mental malfunctioning of the brain in a proper way to at least provide protection for yourself. So how common is this, Ashley? What did you find?
Well, I don't have statistics on how common it is. It's just more about...
But it definitely exists.
You think back to that, they're not all there's some of the smartest people who go through stuff like that. Oh, do you remember that astronaut? I think Nowak was her name, who, wore a diaper and traveled across the country to get revenge on a romance rival or whatever. I mean, this is a rocket scientist, and she does something crazy like this, and that's the impact of love it had on her.
You've really just let a whole bunch of people off the hook. You really have. Well, I think it happened to a rocket scientist. Yeah.
Well, so what do the experts say about, do these people have, we got to take a break, Ashley. Can you hold on with us for one more segment?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Ashley Papa, ashleypapa.com. That's PAPA. And coming right back with the writer for the relationship section of the Fox News Magazine. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. And we're talking about love.
Does love basically make you do crazy stuff?
Yeah. Because
that's the premise in Ashley's newest article, and it's on her website at ashleypapa.com. I believe that it is. Let's see. Yeah, I'm not seeing.
You can just ask her.
She says it's there.
She's with
it's
us.
There. Kind
of. Oh, it's in the blog section. That's right.
So, Ashley, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Baldwin here.
Yeah.
I just celebrated my 25th wedding anniversary.
Okay. Congrats.
Thanks. June 10th. And
Ashley sounds pessimistic. If you notice the tone of her voice,
which,
like,
it's the point to my question.
Where's he going with this?
It's the point to my question, exactly, which my reputation precedes me.
slightly.
Plus, your last name is Baldwin.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, Ashley, is my wife kookier than this chick we're talking about from up in the prison?
No.
I mean, this woman is pretty out there.
Right, but would you stay Stephen Baldwin's wife to be with him for 25 years has just got to be loony.
No, while she thinks about her answer, let me throw one that I would say. I think that the fact that Kenya is still by your side proves that your whole religious conversion thing is as real as the day is long.
Sure.
I think that's...
Well, this is, you know, I love telling this story. My wife came, you know, in the room one day many years ago. And she goes, I can't believe it. I said, what? She goes, I was just reading the Bible, and it says, I cannot divorce you. I went, yes! I'm kind of digging this Jesus guy now. He's got it right.
That was before you kind of understood the rest of the totality.
Right, and there's so much more to this topic of, you know,
but so, Ashley, let me ask you this: when you're writing this piece, okay, and you title it, you know,
you notice how Ashley didn't answer my question, but that's okay.
Yeah, I don't think
you're smart.
I don't think it was a polite question. To be honest.
No,
you're asking her to insult your wife.
Just kidding.
When you're writing this, in all of your research, because you do a lot of stuff on relationships every week.
Yeah.
Could you picture, like, other relationships you were aware of or circumstances that people had told you about where love had driven people to do what appeared to be completely mad things?
Yeah, I mean, not to, like, this extreme, but looking back, like, even, like, myself, like, once the kind of fog has lifted, you realize some of the crazy stuff that you did. And, you know, I've seen it with friends as well. And, you know, fortunately, nothing as extreme as this, but, like, I mean, people just get, like, really crazy about it, and usually, like, this kind of, you can't even call it love, it's, like, this kind of infatuation doesn't come from a place of love, it comes from, like, something else, like, a need, or, like, just a compulsion.
But come on, Ash, I mean, you know, people listen to this program because they like to hear... unique and interesting truths. Share one of your crazy ones with us. Come on.
Let me ask you about this.
Oh, she was just about to.
I don't think she was.
I can share. Okay.
Okay, go ahead. If you've got something to share.
Yeah. I know of a girl who dropped out of college and to move to another country with a guy that she was just dating, and they ended up, you know, he had no interest in making it anything serious. So here she never finishes her college degree, and she's stuck in another country, and then moves back home. But I mean, I found that to be kind of crazy.
No, that's young insane. Love.
Yeah, I know it is. You don't finish college, anyway.
Well, one of the things that you mentioned in the final paragraph, you say that love turns people into risk takers. It doesn't get bigger than if you're working in the prison that you're doing a criminal act and maybe driving the getaway car.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And she didn't drive the getaway car. There was something that snapped, and she put herself into a mental hospital, right?
Right. Yeah. So she she snapped.
If you can picture the whole "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou" thing going on out there, you got Tweedledee and Dumb running the roads. It was raining the first like 3 days up there,
right.
And people were seeing these dudes out in the prison jumpsuits running along the side of the roads up in the Catskills or the Poconos or wherever they are.
I mean, yeah, she really screwed them. I mean, here they are thinking that, you know, she'd be driving them away and, you know, they're stuck in the rain and bad weather and, like, the shrubs up in, you know, what is it, the Adirondacks. There's so much trees and everything.
Matt, we were going to be together. Yeah, but you left me in the rain, woman. You left me in the rain.
There's a song here somewhere. Me stand in
Oh, brother,
the rain.
All right. Well, okay, Ashley, if people want to get a hold of your stuff, it's obviously at your website.
Yeah.
But we didn't tell anybody. Your day job, you actually work at the news channel. And you actually help book people for some of the shows and stuff. And I happen to know a guy who's back from having made a lot of his movies that I don't know if you have anything to do with that that One Lucky Guy feature that's in the middle of the broadcast day, but I think Stevie B needs to be on the couch with the ladies. I think the ladies would dig him.
Yeah, I mean, from what I recall, there's, you know, I think he would be pretty good.
Oh yeah.
You actually did book him before, right? For another show that's no longer on daytime.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think so. All right. Well, he was telling me, and not to totally put your private life right out there, but mm-hmm. Steve B's telling me he's got a surgeon he wants to introduce you to. So.
Okay. You know, a surgeon?
Surgeon. So we're just playing matchmaker.
Former military surgeon.
Navy SEAL.
Who now does missions work internationally, giving free operations
that
to children.
That means he's poor, Ashley.
Oh, my goodness.
That means he's really poor.
No, that's not what it means at all. It just means he's kind and loving and giving.
Well, to kids especially.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good start, right, Ashley?
Yeah, that's pretty admirable. Where does he, where is he right now, then, if he does this international stuff?
I think he lives in D.C.
No.
Oh, okay.
That's just a train ride. That's easy to do.
Yeah.
I just have to see if I can find his number. Yeah.
Now, next week's column by Ashley on AshleyPapa.com will be, why do radio hosts make such empty promises relationship writers for Fox News Magazine?
No. Wouldn't do that to you, Ash.
Actually, no, I'm talking about myself because I told her a guy from the office was interested, and now he's not made a move. So it's like, you know.
Oh. All right.
Sorry, Ash. You come to us, we rally your stuff, and then we totally break your heart before we're done. We didn't mean to do that.
That's okay.
Wait for the right one, Ashley. You wait for the right one.
Yeah, I mean, I have no choice, but that's, you know, I will wait.
Olympic figure skater.
There you go.
Not Olympics. I was, you know.
You undersell your stuff.
I guess I do.
Well, have a happy Saturday night. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. Thanks, Stephen.
Yeah. See ya. Thanks.
Bye.
Live from New York, it's Baldwin and McCullough. We'll see you back in here in just a second.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we...
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What a gorgeous shot of Manhattan tonight. It is a beautiful night in the greatest city on the planet, and we are so thankful that you're with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and both of us, Baldwin and McCullough, in the studio here in New York City, and loving the fact that you're tagging along with us. We got some interesting topics to talk about yet on the evening, but we want to take Ralph's call, line one, calling from Red Bank, New Jersey, because besides hearing him say, Obama! I'm hoping he'll have something to say about what we've been talking about already. Hey, Ralph, welcome.
Yeah, indeed, welcome. You know, Mr. Martin Shaw is not right now in Manila, Philippines. I would imagine you to be there in Mexico City or Manila, Philippines at this time, but you are not there. Yes, who are you, Kevin? Yeah, well... You know, there is a line in a song that I kind of like forgot what it is. In that line in the song, it says, if loving you, I don't want to be right. I believe that, I believe it's more the tendency of the female rather than the male.
That makes a lot of sense, Ralph. We're having a lot of
the female among us can easily be manipulated into doing things.
Now this is interesting because Ralph has single-handed, without even knowing it,
with the Clinton Correctional Facility. See, you know, that is a situation right there that I'm glad Obama stayed away from saying anything. Nor would you know. And I'm glad that the governor of New York didn't blame Obama for that one, knowing full well that the man is an acolyte of Obama, somewhat. So right now I'm thinking, is Hillary out there? Okay, that's an example too. That's an example, marrying an even individual like Bill Clinton, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. That Hillary and Bill Clinton is an example of that.
Yeah.
You don't look any farther than that one.
I'm getting what you're saying, Ralph, and I appreciate the call. Thank you. We had a lot of trouble with your phone signal tonight, so it didn't quite get all the way in. But he single-handedly swept us from one topic to the next. Did you notice that? Because he was questioning the serenity of women in the relationship, saying this is usually a woman thing.
Right.
A woman saying, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. I think actually a woman did record that song. I think that was actually recorded by a woman. So that might even play into some. But the topic that you've got coming up next hour.
Yeah.
Like, Ralph be tarred and feathered if he was on the college campus where this guy was. Because you can't say that stuff.
I don't think Ralph cares.
No, you can't say that stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, folks, for being here. We love being with you every Saturday night. Back next Saturday. We'll see you then.
Night.
Could it be I've forgotten what it was like to feel forgiven? To tremble in your presence and
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Find
now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.